Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
And a pleasure with Sherry.
Oh, my God, she's wonderful. Yeah. And she is the Senior Mobility Manager for DOSA, which is the Department of Services for the Aging out of North Hempstead. And at the break, Otto and Sherry were talking, and I'm going to go right back to you guys in reference to communication.
Sure. So, you know, there's a lot of ways to not only pick up on cues around you, but we are communicating to each other non-verbally as drivers and pedestrians. So, you know, first, just say you're walking through the supermarket lot, you have to constantly be scanning to see what's happening around you if a car is about to move. There are signs, right? So smoke from a tailpipe, brake light being on, or simply a human being. You could see the head of somebody sitting in a car. Well, that's a clue. The car might move. You might want to take a step or two to the right. And, you know, there's so much technology available in a newer car. If you're thinking about getting a new car, it's great for the safety features. But that rear backup camera becomes so important. There's also beeping and different types of things to keep you safe before you move into another lane. If your signal's on, it tells you there's a car in the next lane, don't go. You know, so we are also able to communicate with each other non-verbally. Responsible drivers put their signals on to tell you I'm about to move. Not everybody does that. Some people just go. But it is a way to acknowledge each other when you are waiting at a crosswalk to cross, someone pulls up and you're just not sure if they're going to roll through. So you do the, eh, and then they do the, eh, you know, and then you know, because you've been communicating that, oh, go ahead, that you're going to be safe to cross. But just make sure that as you step forward, there isn't another car that isn't stopping for you. So you have to do the same routine, you know, and then they go, oh, no, you go. So it's a lot of communicating going on. We have signals as a driver that we need to use, our directionals, our hazards. And then as a pedestrian, the minute you're out of your car, you have a responsibility to check and make sure, you know, anybody who's of right mind will take those extra steps. But sometimes people out there that are in a rush, or they're just laxed in their driving skills or their responsibility, but we just need to look out for ourselves. It's so important.
Here's a terrible story. Again, Otto.
No, the directional signals is one of my pet peeves, I guess. I wrote an article for the Project Independence newsletter a couple of years ago about signals. And it should be something that no matter whether you need to use the signal at a particular point or not, it's just an automatic thing. You're going to make a right turn, put the signal on. And you get to the point where you don't even think about it. I did a survey when we did that article with about a dozen people about do they use signals? And if they do use signals, that's great. But if they didn't use signals, why? And most admitted they were too lazy. And I'm saying, what the heck? You know, you go like this, you go like that, big deal. So just make it a habit. You know, you're going to make a right turn, put the signal on. You're going to make a left turn. You know, it's a simple enough thing to do. It doesn't require a whole lot of energy.
What about stopping a complete stop?
That's another pet peeve of Otto's.
Do you really not have a fraction of a second in your day that you can't make a full stop? It's the stop sign. You must stop completely, whether there's somebody there or not. If you're in the habit of doing it all the time, you'll do it when there's a pedestrian there.
That's an interesting one, too. We actually had an article a number of years ago about stop signs. And I had my friend who lives around the corner. He likes to have a beer once in a while. So I bought him a few beers and I told him to sit on the corner by him. And I want him for 1 hour to do a count of the cars with the stop sign. It was a nice day. So he, you know, sitting there watching all the cars, and at least half didn't stop at all. And a lot of them just sort of, you know, glide right through it. But they're not options either. You know, they're there for a reason. Now, I will admit, like where we live in New Hyde Park, just about every corner has a stop sign. And you get to be a master navigator at trying to avoid the streets that have all the stop signs. But, you know, they're still there for a reason. And, you know, you as annoying as it might be, it's going to take you another minute to get somewhere. But stop at the stop signs, period.
No, I agree with you 100%. And I want to go back to what Shari was saying also. It is incumbent upon everybody to be careful. And this is a true story. The 10th anniversary just happened a week and a half ago. I was talking to my mother-in-law, and I happened to say the day for whatever reason, and it bothered her because 10 years ago, I think it was the 12th of December, 13th, she and her girlfriend were going to the New Hyde Park Inn for some sort of a Christmas celebration. And they didn't cross at the light. They crossed in the middle of the street, and it was dark, and there was nobody coming from east to west. So they went across, and there was somebody coming from west to east, a truck. He stopped for them and told them to go. So they proceeded to go, but it's a two-lane street. And the other car coming had no idea why the truck was stopping, and he hit the both of them. My mother-in-law was in the hospital for 2 or 3 months, and the other woman died. Oh, it wasn't the boy's fault. It was a boy, which means nothing. He was 19 years old, whatever he was. He was going the speed limit. The truck stopped. You don't see people all of a sudden. And because the truck let them go, they were all thankful, getting ready to go to the Christmas party, just stepped right out. And boom, taken out. And I was in New Jersey. I remember at my brother's house when we got the call, we had to leave and come to the hospital, whatever. It's, you know, buyer beware. This is pedestrian beware. And the guy behind the car, you know, you see a truck. I don't like ever behind a truck. You never know what's going to happen in front. You see his truck stopping or something, you got to slow down. This poor kid, I mean, I'm sure he's scarred for life, but he did nothing wrong. Everything he was doing was right. He was going 30 or 35. But if I walk into the front of a car going 35 miles an hour and I get hit, I'm in trouble. You know, and that's what happened. And you know, what everything Shari is saying. Otto?
No, this thing right here, I've seen a number of people walking across the street doing this.
With a cell phone.
Yeah. And they're not looking. They have not, they, as far as they're concerned, they're out in a pasture somewhere on a farm. You know, they don't, they got so absorbed with what they were doing, yep. They don't realize that they're walking into a dangerous street. And, you know, so as a driver, you do have to pay extra attention to the pedestrian situation. But as a pedestrian, you really have to pay a lot of attention. Yeah. You know, pedestrians get hit all the time, and it's not a good thing, as you just said, John. That's a sad story.
Oh, it's terrible. And the boy wasn't wrong. That's the point. This was a situation that he did nothing wrong. I'm sure he was sick for months, but he did nothing wrong. Shari?
For a senior, pedestrian safety is really important. I mean, not just a small injury could bring on a downward spiral. And we've seen it happen. Everybody knows somebody where things have happened. That's why the Project Independence has me going out and doing pedestrian safety presentations to senior groups. Before the crisis, I was going out regularly and doing it. A regular guest as part of the fall prevention series that the Project Independence nurses run, as well as going out to social groups. It's always part of the winter, any presentation I do, be it driving or staying safe in ice and snow, I sneak in a segment on pedestrian safety. And one thing we know about seniors, it takes them longer to cross the street. So one of our fellow Project Independence members had done a study about that. It can take twice as long to cross the street, especially if there's compromised mobility. So it's even more important not to try to shave off a few seconds by crossing mid-block. You got to go to the corner where a driver will actually expect to see you, where there's a stop sign or a light or a corner. And you know, they're not, if you're looking out anywhere for a pedestrian, it's at a corner. And then if there's a countdown clock light, you got to press the button and wait for it to go to the beginning. Pressing the button sends a signal to the computerized countdown clock to give you more time to cross the street. If you don't press that button, it may never even give you a countdown clock. So some people don't realize that. Press the button, you'll have the maximum amount of time to cross the street. Otherwise, the timing of the lights is for flow of traffic. Okay, think Northern Boulevards going east-west, people rush into the city, out to the island. You want to cross Northern Boulevard, you got to press the button and you'll get a long time to cross the street. Otherwise, you don't have a chance. It's not enough time. You could be halfway across and it starts to change to the red countdown. If you experience a corner where you think that there needs to be more time, you can call 311 and we'll have the right department look into it, depending on what, you know, if it's a village, town, county, state, we have to look into who's responsible for that area and for the signage. But yes, one of the most important takeaways with the pedestrian safety information that we give is that you have to take control yourself. You can't trust anybody else is going to stop for you. The onus is on you to take care of your own safety, because we got too much to lose. We're skin and bones against 2-ton vehicles that are in motion. We don't have a chance. And for a senior, it can, you know, somebody has a fall, it could be devastating to their health and their future. Young people as well, but seniors, even a bump, you know, something happens, a small fall, so why take a chance? So that's one of the important messages we like to get out. I'm glad we'll have an opportunity to do this with the video, since I don't know when we'll be back to in-person meetings and seeing our seniors for a little while. But certainly I am available if anybody wants to discuss anything involved with driving, transitioning from driving, pedestrian safety issues in their area. Very often in these presentations, people give direct feedback to me, which I go back and I try to work on. We had a long-running pedestrian safety initiative in Great Neck where we got a lot of feedback from advisory members and from safety presentations that crosswalks needed to be repainted. We reported to the right areas. They were repainted very quickly. The state roads might take a little longer, but if it's county, we can get it done fairly quickly, assuming there isn't snow on the ground. So just know that there is a process. We are listening. We are responsive. And if there is something that can be done to make things safer in your area, then you just call 311 or the full dial number, 869-6311. And you can reach a call taker who could book a taxi ride for you. You could ask for me, Shari Bitton, and we can go over your personal mobility issues, questions, concerns. I can tell you how to use the taxi program in detail. And by the way, anybody who books a ride for the very first time will get a call from me, taking the person through anything important they need to know, make sure that they know the correct phone numbers to call, to go home, or if anything should come up.
Perfect. Shari, we're out of time. I want to thank you so much for everything. It's really tremendous what you do for us and the town, but more importantly, what you do for our seniors. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. And please remember, 311, ask for Shari if you have an issue with driving, with transportation, with anything. She's there to help you. We'll be right back.